Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lizzie bought herself a home this year.
A home?
Yes.
Where?
San Juan Capistrano.
Tell me about the home.
It's down the street from her parents. I don't know anything much else about it.
Lizzie Mulder pulls another fast one and gets away with it.
Now we know, after she had bought her house, she then goes in and signs
a plea bargain,
confessing that she has no assets.
But once federal prosecutor Scott Tenley gets wind of this new information...
Well, you'd call it a fraudulent conveyance. That would be kind of the legal term of art. Yeah. If you are moving property under fraudulent pretexts to, you know, disguise your assets, if I had found out that that was going on, we could have probably backed out of the plea agreement.
The fallout from Lizzie's alleged asset hiding scam is increasing exponentially in real time during the production of this podcast.
I can tell you, if she showed up in front of Judge Carter, he would not be happy. She could be charged with another crime, which would be a fraud. She could potentially be brought back into court in front of the judge and asked to vacate this plea agreement.
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con, the OC Savior. Episode 10, The Rescue Merchant.
I don't think I've ever seen it where a district judge, calls back a defendant and said, I'm revoking your plea agreement.
Former federal prosecutor Paul LeBlanc admits the Lizzie Mulder case is now heading into uncharted territory.
Is that within his power?
He has to accept the plea agreement, so if she's violated it, then I guess conceivably he could do something to bring her back.
So I email Judge Carter all the evidence I put together that proves Lizzie Mulder bought a house, now valued at $1.2 million, and transferred ownership to her husband, then later the couple divorce. Lizzie claims she has no assets that can be liquidated to pay her victims $1.5 million in court-ordered restitution. And I wait. I've learned through the process of bringing my own con artist, the Irish heiress, to justice, and investigating several dozen other con artist cases over the past 4 years, that the justice system is very specific when it comes to court hearings. Each hearing exists to deal with a certain issue, and that's it. It's extremely myopic. So the only thing that happens and can happen at a sentencing hearing is sentencing. A judge is there to pronounce sentence on a guilty criminal, and that's it. Any new allegations of wrongdoing need to be investigated from scratch by law enforcement. And that never happened with the Lizzie Mulder home buying asset hiding allegation. But hopefully, because of this podcast, it will. Meanwhile, I realize I've spent so much time documenting Lizzie's crimes that I haven't paused to really figure out the why. What is it that makes this woman tick? What was she like as a child? Were there any red flags that hinted at her becoming a con artist?
It was very strange. My mom telling me that, oh, she went to Pepperdine. I'm like, what? No, she did not.
That's Lizzie's childhood frenemy. We'll call her Anna because she wants to remain anonymous. She's a breathtakingly beautiful woman, tall, blonde, with an air of sophistication about her. She works as a corporate exec now for a huge out-of-state company. But Orange County is her old stomping ground. Growing up here, she's seen all its tricks.
It's the land of credit card millionaires. And you have people driving around in $200,000 cars, and they're living in a shitbox house. And you don't realize that until you move away.
Anna remembers quite vividly being raised in Orange County alongside little Lizzie Mulder.
She wasn't a member of the Lucky Sperm Club.
And that means what?
She came from the same type of household I did. Both working parents, worked hard for, you know, everything that they have. And essentially, I was not handed a life on a silver platter with money on it and where I was able to do what I want with it.
Right. You had to work.
Yep.
Honestly.
Honest work.
Never went to jail.
Nope, not that I can remember.
How did Lizzie Mulder enter your life?
I knew her from junior high. And then we both went to high school together. She was, I don't want to say the ugly duckling, but she always tried to fit in, but she never did.
Why was she different? Did she look different?
She had an attitude.
Ooh.
She had an attitude.
Now, you say she was an ugly duckling in high school. Like, what does that mean?
Just the girl next door, just mousy brown hair, a little on the voluptuous side.
Okay.
You know, full-figured girl.
I remember, so I tracked you down. I found an alumni page for Dana Hills High, mm-hmm. class of 2001, mm-hmm. with like hundreds of people listed. And I just started background checking every person to find contact info and started emailing and calling like dozens and dozens of her classmates. And a couple got back to me, but you're the only one who took it all the way. Here we are sitting down talking.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that when I got you on the phone and I said, you went to high school with Lizzie Mulder, and do you remember the first thing you told me?
No, not at all.
You said, yes, she was a raving bitch.
She was. She had an attitude. I think she thought she was better than everybody else.
Ooh.
And historically, I don't get along with people like that. It's check your attitude at the door and treat those the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And I believe some of the people that fell into her spider web, if you want to call it that, if I remember correctly, they were all friends in high school.
Yeah.
The names and the faces looked pretty familiar.
How did you come to know about the cons?
We have a mutual friend, and I would rather not bring him into it, but he told me that he was conned. My husband's like, what kind of people did you like run with? And I'm like, no, no, no.
Yeah. It's amazing how one bad apple can literally spoil it for the bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden your husband wants to malign you with her and you're like, no, 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 no,
no,
that's
nope,
her.
Nope,
we're separate
nope.
people. And did you know her family, her mother, her father, her brothers?
Her mom, I believe, was very active in the Dolphin Regiment. So that was kind of like the parent group. Her mom was always nice.
Yeah.
She was always very cordial with my mom. I mean, no issues there. And I believe her mom worked at the Ritz-Carlton as a massage therapist for a while. I don't know if she's still there.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And did you know Jesse Mulder, Lizzie's husband, at one point was a valet at the Ritz-Carlton?
That I did know.
How did he get that job? Through her mother?
I don't know. I was in the hospitality industry for a long time. And then a lot of your valets and bellmen, a lot of them aspire to be firemen. And so I think that's, it's just an entry-level job. They work with your schedule.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. What is the connection between valet and firefighter?
They work with your schedules. I don't think there's a connection there, but it's just the flexibility.
Because, yeah. And long before everyone realized she was a con artist scamming everyone, you suspected something was up.
So my mom came home and said, oh, down at the shop, there is Lizzie Mulder. She's working there. She's working as a bookkeeper. And I go, what do you mean she's a bookkeeper? And then she went through her CV and said she went to Pepperdine. And I said, I don't think she went to Pepperdine, but okay. So then I saw her at a Christmas party down there. And I remember talking to her, and I looked at my friend, and I said, something's not adding up. Two and two wasn't four.
Ooh, what do you mean? What wasn't adding up in your mind?
The things that she was saying in the timeline, especially her husband, who I don't know, but what I do know is boot firemen aren't making enough money to sustain her lifestyle.
Because she did have a big lifestyle.
She was living in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
Whether you own or rent, living in Laguna Beach is probably $7,000-$10,000 a month.
Wow.
To rent or for your mortgage.
Yeah.
She had several horses at a very pretentious barn here in San Juan.
A pretentious barn.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a horse person.
I am.
You know, because I couldn't tell you a pretentious barn from a humble barn.
It was just
what,
your...
What does that
it
go
was,
for?
It, she was probably paying upwards $3,000 a month per horse.
Just to keep them there?
Mm-hmm.
Like horse rent?
Correct.
Oh my God, I could never afford a horse.
I know. If I remember correctly, she wanted to do endurance rides. I think she had Arabian horses.
And those sound pricey.
They can be.
Arabian horses.
Yeah, they can be.
They're not American. Do you fly them in from Arabia? Like, what's the deal with an Arabian horse?
I have no idea.
I gotta look into it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google. Did some Googling. Arabian horses originated 4,500 years ago on the Arabian Peninsula, where the countries of Kuwait, Qatar, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and the Arab Emirates now stand. Arabian horses are known for their speed and endurance, and they cost tens of thousands of dollars each. The fact that Lizzie Mulder owned Arabian horses tells you where a lot of that stolen money probably went.
But, you know, when I was talking to her and she's telling me about, I think she had either like two or three horses at a barn off of Ortega Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then living in Laguna Beach. Oh, her kids were in Annalisa's, which is a preschool. I went to Annalisa's as a kid. It's a very expensive preschool in Laguna Beach.
Ah.
So all these things on a bookkeeper's salary, or at least on a boot fireman's salary, there's no way.
You thought there's no way.
Yeah, and I said to my friend, I said, watch out, something's not adding up. Well, she's nice, she's nice. Well, a lot of people are nice. I'm nice too, but you haven't met me in a dark alley.
How, you are quite an amazingly astute woman to sum all that up just from a conversation. And I guess your knowledge of her past.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things you told me is there's no way she went to Pepperdine. And what makes you say that? What made you tell me that on the phone that day?
She went to a community college. I know she went. I don't even think she graduated from the community college.
So you knew that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know she had a framed degree from Pepperdine hanging on her wall.
That doesn't surprise me at the least. I mean, your smaller businesses, I work in corporate USA now, your smaller businesses are not going to run complete background checks where you go into a database and you request their graduation certificate.
Yeah, because that's all, it costs money. I know.
It costs money.
I've done that.
I do that.
I did
now.
That. Yeah. Oh, like when you hire people.
When I hire people, if they say they have an MD, PhD, whatever it is, even if it's a bachelor, it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
But just to,
you got
to
run them.
Yeah. It searches the entire U.S. database.
Yeah.
So if they have a college record, it's going to come back that yes, they have one. No, incomplete. Whatever it may be.
You know, we're in a society where we just take people's word. Mm-hmm. If they say they went to this school or that school or Pepperdine or Schmepperdine, you just, oh, okay, great, good for you. You know, and that's a very prestigious, expensive school.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And you know what's sad is she is a very smart individual. And had she probably been honest.
But then, you know, you don't make the big bucks being honest.
No, no, you don't.
That's the sad tragedy is,
Well,
had
she
just been honest, she could have had a career, but she couldn't have kept three Arabian horses at $3,000 each.
With bad plastic surgery and a house in Laguna Beach.
And so when you say bad plastic surgery, could you tell looking at her that night you were talking to her that she had bad plastic surgery? Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Just, it didn't look like her. You could tell that she had cheek filler. She had her nose done. She looked better without the plastic surgery.
The Lizzie Mulder that Anna sees that night at her friend's Christmas party in 2014 is a far cry from the one she went to school with.
She was in band. I believe she played, it was either the clarinet or the flute.
You were a color guard in high school? And what is that? You wave the flag? Like, how does...
Yes. Yes, that's, we'll just leave it at that. It's not one of my prouder moments.
It's fun, though.
It was fun. I still have some good friends from doing that.
Yeah. So there were times you guys were together, like practicing or interacting because one group has to do a lot with the other.
Mm-hmm. And it was usually half the year.
You were never friends with her, though. You were like frenemies?
Kept our distances.
Yeah, but the intentional on your part.
Yeah.
Because you...
I didn't like her. She was mean. She just had an attitude, and if you asked her a question, she'd give you some snide remark, and...
Was she putting people down to make herself feel better? I mean, a lot of, like, low self-esteem people do that.
In high school, you tend to make fun of everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and when you're trying to find your cliques and your groups, you know, I mean... I've made fun of people and I've made people cry. And now I have a friend that's one of my closest friends and I apologize to her. And, you know, but I was mean to her in high school. So, you know, I think.
Because it's born from insecurity, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
You feel you want to almost distract people from looking at you and your deficits or perceived deficits. So you make fun of someone else and get the attention on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too.
Well, band and color guard is not necessarily the most popular thing to do either. So at least when I was in high school.
Yeah.
But
it's almost like musical theater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a musical theater kid.
You know, it's just kind of the nerds and the dorks of the... Yeah.
Or, in retrospect, the most talented of everyone, right?
Could be, yeah.
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 Because it takes a talent.
It does. It certainly does.
And it also takes, like, a bravado to put yourself out there and not worry... You know, kids that age are always concerned, what are people going to think? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be holding a flag or playing an instrument or singing on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes a strong, I think it attracts strong people.
I think so, too. I would have never actually
thought of it that way. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, look at you now. You are, I mean, I'm a gay guy, so, but you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Confident, beautiful blonde hair. Like, you look almost like a model.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure you let my husband know that. No, just kidding.
I will. You've blossomed.
Thank you.
So whatever dork you thought you were in color guard, I mean, look at you now.
Yeah.
You're like out of the page of Vogue.
I just have the attitude of, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I wish I knew that back then.
I know, me too. Me
you
too.
Know, it, you got to go around the block a few times to get to that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you grow.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
There are other people who knew Lizzie Mulder as a young girl who paint a more disturbing picture.
So she was always scamming since she was a child.
You remember Geneva Mendoza, co-owner of the salon powered by Tony and Guy in Newport Beach. The stories she's heard from some of Lizzie's childhood friends are chilling. She stole her, like, grandfather's credit card or applied for credit in his name and charged?
Yeah, that's what I heard. She used his social security number and started taking out credit in his account. And he was already passed away at the time.
So it was her dead grandfather. Yeah. She stole his identity.
Yes.
Applied for credit cards.
And got it. And racked up the credit card and got caught. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Obviously not much. Yeah.
And at that age, she's stealing her dead grandfather's credit. Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, the signs that Lizzie Mulder was going to grow up and become a con artist were always there, if you knew what to look for. In my mind, and disclaimer here, I'm not a doctor who can make a real diagnosis, but in my mind, that makes her a true psychopath. Though I've heard a lot of people refer to her as a sociopath. And if you're wondering what the difference is...
Psychopaths are born. Sociopaths are made.
Former FBI criminal profiler and host of the podcast Killer Psyche, Candace DeLong, has studied this kind of stuff for decades.
Con artists like her, they're psychopaths. Okay. Frequently asked question, what's the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath? They both come under the umbrella in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM-5, 5th edition, of antisocial personality disorder. The difference between the two... Psychopaths tend to be smarter, and they are able to plan better. They have better verbal skills. Sociopaths tend to be, we often find that they were abused as children.
Mm-hmm.
Their environment affected what they became.
I've also read, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Psychopaths are like the criminal genius. They know exactly what they're doing. They feel no remorse, no regret, and they're going to get away with it most of the time because they're brilliant at the planning. Whereas a sociopath, yes, they don't have empathy or guilt, but they kind of react out of anger or fear, or they lose their temper. Their crimes aren't planned necessarily.
That's correct. And because their crimes aren't planned, and because a lot of their crimes are spur of the moment, they're sloppy, they leave evidence, and they get caught.
They get caught.
They tend to not become serial killers because they get caught and they go to prison.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me now. So yeah, all con artists are probably psychopaths.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's a safe statement. It's not absolute, but it's safe.
What do you make of Lizzie Mulder?
She's a narcissist. She's a psychopathic narcissist. And by the way, most successful con artists are very narcissistic.
Right.
And when you think about it, well, narcissist, it's all about me. They believe they are superior to everyone. Anything they say will be believed. Anything they do will work out for them because they are superior to everyone around them. And when you think about it, that description, of course, a successful con artist would have to be narcissistic to get away with what they do. They're charming. Narcissists yeah. are charming. They're engaging. And they are persuasive. A con artist must persuade you to do something that you wouldn't normally do. They must gain your trust for you to open your wallet. And what Lizzie did with a lot of her customers in Orange County, she became what they needed, mm-hmm. their right-hand person.
Yeah.
She became, there's a term for it, rescue merchant.
A rescue merchant.
Rescue merchant. Her habit was to come in and scoop people up with struggling businesses or fledgling businesses that wanted to grow. And she said, hey, you know, I'm a CPA, which by the way, only about 5% of people that have accounting degrees become CPAs. It's a big deal. And she yeah. actually went so far to say she had a degree from Pepperdine, which is an exclusive private school in Malibu.
Yeah.
So she became what they needed, which was yeah. help.
And help she did, oftentimes not as herself at all. Which leads to another thing that truly fascinates me about the Lizzie Mulder case, her use of voice-changing apps on her phone to impersonate IRS agents, credit card reps, Chinese investors, and a litany of other characters she created to scam her victims. That German heiress con artist, Anna Delvey, famously used this voice-changing app technique too, very successfully, to scam her victims. So I start looking into these voice-changing apps, and it freaks me out. There are literally hundreds of them. Some are kinda shitty and obvious.
Like this one. While you can tell it doesn't sound like my voice, per se, it can't really pass as an IRS agent or a bank rep. It sounds robotic and fake.
But this other voice is totally believable. I sound like a real live woman using this one.
Hi, my name is Marcy. I'm calling from Bank of America. We've detected some unusual activity on your account, so we froze it. And I just need to confirm your mother's maiden name and social security number to secure your account.
Or what about this voice? I still sound like a man, but I don't sound like me, Jonathan Walton, at all.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm calling from the leasing office. We were unable to deposit your rent check this month. Can you confirm your account and routing numbers, which are printed on the check, so we won't be forced to send you an eviction notice? Thanks.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
These voice-changing apps are scary. You really can't believe what you hear over the phone anymore. But you want to know what's even scarier? Those billion-dollar banks that you trust to keep your money safe have a lot of giant security holes that con artists are exploiting every single day. I talk about this with Jen Rodriguez. You might remember she's the one who uncovered Lizzie scamming her boss out of almost $1 million and became a forensic accountant because of it.
She took the checks that I wrote to vendors and cashed them into her personal check.
Did she write checks to Lizzie Mulder or her company or income tax payments?
It wasn't even to anything. It was to other vendors, but the bank never caught it.
Oh, so she just deposited those checks in her account.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, banks are sloppy.
They sure are.
Aren't they? You think when you write the name on the check that only that person can cash it, but...
It's not the case. Even the fact that banks don't cover fraud. I think that's the number one that people often say, wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean they don't cover fraud? But sometimes they'll call me. Yeah, they do it out of courtesy, but really what they're doing is protecting themselves too, because there's compliance on their side that they have to meet and uphold.
Right, to act as if they're taking every precaution to protect your account.
Right.
But if you lose any money, they're not responsible.
Not technically.
I think people don't know that.
Right. Banks aren't responsible for protecting you from fraud. Only credit cards are.
And when Jen worked for the same company Lizzie Mulder did back in 2016, she was shocked to find out that her boss's bank cashed so many obviously fraudulent checks that Lizzie Mulder forged.
They weren't even signed, but they never got caught.
And the bank cashed them.
And the bank cashed them without even catching it. So many.
So we should really guard our checkbooks.
Absolutely.
Right? Because anyone can just rip a check out.
Absolutely.
I have mine in my nightside table. I should put them in like some secure place.
You have a due diligence as a bank holder or account holder to really check all of your statements. And so often now we have electronic statements that we don't see things and things go through. We're looking at it on our phone. So you really have to do the due diligence to pay attention, because if you report it, they most likely will support you if there's a fraud, but they're not required.
Within a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it has to be within 60 days for sure.
Right.
And even that's a stretch.
One of the things that's most shocking about the Lizzie Mulder case, though, as it relates to banking in the United States, is even after the fraud is discovered and after the bank concedes, they cash checks that had no signatures on them or blatantly bogus signatures, they still took zero responsibility and gave back zero money to the victims.
I thought, you know, FDIC is going to protect us. That's what they're there for fraud and to make sure that these kind of things don't happen.
Salon owner Geneva Mendoza finds out the hard way. A signature on a check is as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
So we asked the bank, like, how could you allow that to happen? These are not our signatures. On all these 77 checks, they're not our signatures. No.
And the bank never caught that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it calls into question, what's in a signature? Nothing, apparently.
A guess. I guess you could just take somebody's checkbook and you can just write whatever you want.
No one's checking the signatures. In the end, forensic accountant Jen Rodriguez says you should try to never use checks for anything and never use your ATM card to buy stuff. Instead, use a credit card.
Because credit cards are obligated by law to protect you from fraud.
So and if you ATM use, cards are not.
Are not. They'll do it as a courtesy, but
don't have to.
They don't have to.
God, I'm going to stop using my ATM card.
And the other great thing, not that I'm promoting credit cards, but the other great thing is they have a much layered approach on fraud protection because they're liable. How many times have you traveled and they shut down your credit card because you didn't inform them? That's somebody paying different level of attention. And the other thing is with credit cards, it's not fully attached to other things. So if you wire from a bank account, you have your bank account, now you can pull money out. Once that money's gone, it's gone.
As for Lizzie's victims, it's been 5 years since she scammed them, and they've all moved on with their lives. Mike Cochran's print shop went out of business. He's working as an industry sales rep today and still dealing with staggering IRS penalties because of Lizzie's scams.
And what sucks is, I mean, she took less than 20 grand out of me, and look at, she has wrecked my finances for 5 years and 100K plus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, my God, you know?
Jay Avery's winery went belly up too because of what Lizzie did. And today he's working in an entirely new field. He actually founded his own drug treatment facility, Stonebridge Recovery, in Utah. And he and Marla are doing really well.
This has clearly been like a renaissance for you because you were an addict and now you help people kick addictions.
People don't understand. I'm grateful for it, you know, because I realized that I'm stronger than I thought I was. It empowered me to be better and do better. A lot of this was working through that and then a couple other things. And then here I am. Like I said, sometimes you got to go there to get to here.
Yeah.
And part of me is extremely grateful for her and what she did.
Yeah.
And I feel like Marla and I have gotten stronger. We're pretty bulletproof as a couple.
Yeah. I was curious if I was going to stick around.
Yeah.
We were buying PB&Js and
yeah, I mean, it got dark for a little while.
Yeah.
And Geneva and Lauren's salon, powered by Tony and Guy, they took out massive loans to blunt the fallout from Lizzie's scams, but they bounced back.
I would say we were doing pretty well until COVID.
Until COVID. that's like Lizzie Mulder part two.
Yeah, another torpedo. No, we're doing well.
But I mean, really, because not everyone was that fortunate.
I know.
There
some people really did lose
lost their business. Yeah. And not only that, they owe hundreds of thousands in taxes because of what she claimed to be taking care of their taxes.
I know. And you would think that the IRS would forgive that, but they don't.
And Jen Rodriguez's boss, the one with the luxury experience booking website that Lizzie scammed out of more than $800,000, she miraculously bounced back too.
I really admire my boss, who's one of the most giving, gracious, generous people I've ever met. And honestly, it almost brings me to tears because she's the kind of person that had Lizzie ever said, hey, I need help. Will you help me pay for this? Or I'm really struggling. My boss is one of the most giving people in the world.
But will Lizzie Mulder ever face any repercussions for surreptitiously buying that house in San Juan Capistrano and transferring ownership to her husband while negotiating her guilty plea agreement? That remains to be seen. But Sergeant Jordan Merakian is certain of one thing.
The only way Lizzie loses in this is to keep this alive.
Yes.
You know, people need to know what she looks like, who she is.
And if you believe that God, or the universe, or some supreme creator has a wicked sense of humor, or even if you're an atheist who believes in hysterical coincidences, Sergeant Merakian leaves you with this.
And you know what her day job was, right?
What was her day job?
Lizzie Mulder, while all this is going on, is a salesperson for a fertilizer company. She sells shit.
She sells shit.
Yes.
That's how she was really making money.
She sells bullshit.
Yeah.
How how really incredibly does. Ironic is all of that?
Queen of the Con, the OC Savior, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartMedia, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers, Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions, and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer, Evan Goldstein. Senior associate producer, Eric Newman. Sound design by Baked ZD Media. Mixed and mastered by Cameron Taggy. Sound editing, audio and studio engineering by Matt Jacobson. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartMedia, Maya Howard. If you've enjoyed this season of Queen of the Con, leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And for exclusive pictures and videos of some of the things we talked about in all 10 episodes of The OC Savior, just go to @QueenOfTheCon on Instagram.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.